The Bear Essentials podcast is brought to you by Bear and Squirrel, providing tips, tools, and training to confidently navigate the journey of Christian parenting. Find out more at bear-squirrel.com.
We're Charlie and Christina Matz. We love the Lord, and we're committed to raising our children the way that He's commanded. One of our greatest resources has always been learning from the other Christian parents in our community. We've learned so much from parents just like us, hearing the very real, behind-the-scenes choices that they make day in and day out.
So we decided to start this show to share the behind-the-scenes of our own journey of Christian parenting as we raise our four sweet kiddos. Laugh with us.
Cry with us.
But please, just don't turn us off.
In our family, what do we do when we want to go on a road trip and don't want the kids to burn out?
Good question. Now, we've done a lot of road trips in the past 2 years because my parents moved to Idaho, and that is 14 hours in a car away from us. So the first thing that we've kind of gotten to is we like to plan stops. So I got to be honest, did not do this the first whole time we went out there. It was not pretty. But now I look at a map ahead of time. I know where we're going. I know when we're stopping to go to the bathroom, where a bathroom is.
I think we got to the point where we did this because one of our child's legs went numb.
Oh my goodness. Yes, that was awful. But let's just say that we did get stuck in the car for about 6 hours.
In our defense, she didn't speak up. I mean, we got out of the Starbucks and she just barely could walk.
Oh, poor sweet thing. Oh, let's edit that out. But we won't, because it's real life, people. But
it's real life behind the scenes. Hey, you're driving, you're focused, you're going for a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, you've been in the car for 5 hours, you get out of the stop, and your kid can't walk.
What happened we were making good time on our second day headed back, and we drove through Vegas, which we typically try to avoid, but we did this time because it was the fastest and I think lowest altitude, and we were having some issues with my pregnancy, and we got stuck Thanksgiving traffic coming home through Vegas, and we literally, something that was supposed to take us like 20 minutes took us 6 hours.
Yeah, so talk about planning stops, because you're really good at this now.
Well, thank you.
Walk us through it.
Okay, so I plan, like, let's say that I try to plan about every 2 hours. So I look at the distance. Sometimes we go 2.5. We push it to about 3 the most. And our kids, just to remind you, we have a 3-year-old. She was 2 the last time we did this. So, no, that was a lie. She was 3. Sorry. But the littlest one wasn't born.
Not sure any of that matters, but yes.
We have an infant and a 3-year-old. That does matter, because if you had bigger kids, you could go for longer stretches of time. But with an infant and a 3-year-old, and when she was 2, we like to do it every like 2-3 hours at the most. So we stop and I look on the map for parks. I look at the reviews of the park to make sure it's like in a nice little area, because I don't know these neighborhoods. I look to make sure the park has a bathroom, because I know we're going to want to do potty breaks. So we stop at the park for only like 15 minutes, maybe 30 at the most. Everybody goes potty. They stretch their legs. They run around. I have learned not to try to make one like a super fun lunch break, because honestly, the kids just want to run and play and then they can eat their food in the car. Also, I would say, even though you're planning stops, like, really expect the unexpected potty break, because most of our frustration comes from unmet expectations. And with children, we need to expect that they're just going to randomly have to pee sometimes.
That's a good note for the dads.
Yeah. I didn't want to say like most of your frustration. I mean, I felt like that would be pointing a rude finger. So
yeah, because see, I'm going on Google Maps and it says there's still 37 minutes to go. We're not stopping. No, you got to be ready to be flexible when life happens. So
what else do we do?
We want to offer variety. So we want to have snacks. We want really healthy snacks if possible. Some fun ones in there. Not too much sugar to have that high and low that happens. And I have to say, you're really incredible at this, at planning it out, making sure that the kids have everything they need. If it was up to me, it would just be, you know, it'd be a lot of bad food and just a disaster.
Yeah, but do you remember that one time that I tried to make it like too healthy and I like was like, you have to eat your bell peppers before you get more fruit snacks, and like that didn't work super well.
Yeah, so. I wasn't too happy about having to eat my bell peppers before I got my cookies or whatever they were. But you know, we all know our kids, we know our families, so planning well is important with the snacks. Things to do with their hands, puzzle books or stickers, magnets, maybe a favorite doll or one of their favorite toys. Audio stuff is really good. We actually learned the magic of turning all the audio to the rear of the van. We could put on like a Adventures in Odyssey or Jonathan Park or something like that, where they can do an audiobook, or they can do something with music or audio, put it to the back, let the kids listen to it, and just
sidebar, like Google Jonathan Park if you've never heard of that. Really, really awesome.
So technology, one of our kind of thoughts on this and something from our experience is to actually have technology be a reward. So if we do 4 legs of a trip in one day, if they're good, or if they make it through the first 3 legs, you know, pretty uneventful and it goes pretty well, then they get to use like an iPad or look at a movie or something like that on the 4th leg. And it's really actually nice because you end up kind of distracting them in the probably the time when they're the most tired, and it acts as a reward.
Yeah, we've done it with and without, but it definitely is nice to have with it in. So what'd you say is the one takeaway?
I'd say the one takeaway is just plan. Think ahead, look at your route, use technology, spend a little bit of time up front so that you can be really well thought out. Almost like take out all the objectivity that you can in the trip so that when things do pop up, it's not as big of a deal. So plan, plan, plan. And you won't burn out and your kids won't burn out.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We brought this podcast to you from our sweet kitchen table in sunny Orange County, California. Until next time, be encouraged. God has called you to intentionally raise children, your children, for His glory. And He has equipped you to do it with confidence.